Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Baker reaches second base with a double. Merriman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. Baker moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Baker steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King scores. Banks moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Aaron now playing second base. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aaron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews is walked intentionally. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Bruton. Matthews moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Aaron moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, King is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aaron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Matthews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mixis now playing right field. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buell bunts towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buell for the out. Pafko moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bruton is walked intentionally. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-4 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aaron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aaron fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.